I can't see with them or without them.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, everyone. Welcome to the Barrow Roosevelt Council meeting for April 5th, 2021 at...
That's correct.
No, now it's correct?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
Wait, 7:05.
It's still 3 minutes left. At 7:05 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Standard protocols for remote meetings set forth in Resolution 20-108, adopted November 23rd, 2020.
Amen.
Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 4th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board, the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call?
Yes, you know what? Yes, because we revised it. It should be January 25th, 2021 when we changed the meeting dates.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, January 25th, 2021.
Okay. So adequate notice was posted January 25th, 2021.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody? Absent. Mr. Essakoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Hopper?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay. I have a few things to talk about, but I think it's not actually a report. So I'll just wait until the end of the meeting and put them on it, discuss them under either old business or new business. So we can go right to public comment on agenda items only. I'll open the floor to public comment at 7:07 p.m. Is there anyone from the public, Mr. Tickton, who would like to say anything?
No comment.
Okay.
Whoa, that's good.
Close public portion at 7:07. Correspondence, we have none at this time. Approval of minutes, regular meeting minutes of March 15th, 2021.
So moved.
You approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second? Anyone like to second the minutes?
No.
I'll second. If nobody else did, I will.
Discussion? Oh my God, Greg. We have to look at you with palm trees behind you?
I'll turn my camera off if you want.
That's not fair.
That's really
sorry.
Salt in the wound.
That's cruel.
Where are you? Are you calling yourself?
I'm presently in Stuart, Florida at my wife's great aunt's house. I visited her for Easter. We were in Miami all week. Then we came up here. And remote council meetings are the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I love you guys.
I would understand if you came to this meeting in your bathing trunks t-shirt.
I have to do a roll call. Are you guys ready?
Ready for
this is for the approval of the minute. Mr. Essakoff?
Yeah. Wait, do we have a motion and a second?
First? Yes, Lou and Mike.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Mr. Essakoff said yes. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Abstain.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, minutes pass. We come to resolutions. Resolution 21-47, payment of bills for March 15th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I hereby move that we pay the bills.
Second?
Well, second. Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Bill's passed. Resolution 21-48, resolution of support from local governing body authorizing Sustainable Jersey grant funded by PSE&G.
Thank you. I'll motion to move that.
Okay. I'll second.
Any discussion?
This is a requirement for the grant.
Roll call.
Mr. Etchikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
2148 passes. Resolution 21-49, awarding contract for maintenance of public lands in the borough to Kyle's Lawn and Landscaping. Kyle's been doing our landscaping for the last couple of years or so.
He's doing a bang up job too.
Yeah, I think he's done an excellent job. Excellent.
It gives us a lot of attention. I'll move that.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Were there any other bid? Were there any other bids on that?
Actually, I don't think there were this year.
Okay.
It's not bids, just so you know, it's quotes. And it was only one quote.
I'm sorry, I meant quotes.
Yeah, under
my mistake.
But to answer your question, no, it was the only one, luckily.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Etchikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2150, a resolution awarding contract for periodic maintenance and repair of the borough's emergency standby generators.
You got it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
They are on state contractor. Contractor. State contract, war shower.
Oh, that's war shower, right?
Good job, yep.
Hard name.
They did a good job.
Right, roll call.
Mr. Etchikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the final resolution tonight is Resolution 21-51. Resolution authorizing execution of professional engineering services agreements with Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, for the engineering and construction of roadway and water main improvements on Farm Lane and School Lane.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Roll. Yeah, this is primarily for the iBank application. We're applying for a 50% loan forgiveness for, I think it's Farm and School Lane, the Farm and School Lane projects, which also involve water mains. And so if we can get 50% of the loan forgiven through the iBank, we're all for it. It doesn't involve any new money. This is just a lot of paperwork that the iBank requires.
That's a good point, Councilman Hamilton. I should mention that because I did the resolution. So we don't normally enter into individual contracts with the engineer. She has a contract for the year, but the iBank requires these specific contracts for the project. So you guys actually authorized this money sometime last year, but she needs specific contracts to get reimbursed for those professional services or to get the forgiveness. So that's the impetus for this. I should have mentioned that.
Okay.
But it's a really good deal for us. It's a really win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Mr. Etchikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
All right, 2151 passes.
to come to reports of committee chairs. Councilman Dermody's absent. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Everything is going well. I have nothing unusual to report.
Okay. Hamilton, finance.
The finance committee met on the first of the month, and Councilman Esikoff, Trammell, and myself were present, and also our chief financial officer, George Lang. And the purpose was essentially to begin the budget process. And we always begin with a review of the current budget and where we stand to date. And things look pretty good. The revenue is pretty good. I think tax collection is at around 96%. It's down a little bit from last year, but nothing to be concerned about. The water sewer fund is in very good shape, I think. We get $127,000 in cell tower revenue. So that's a significant, that's the best kind of ratable as far as I'm concerned. The cell tower doesn't send any children to the school. We don't have to add any infrastructure for that. That's net revenue to the town. We do have some expenses with engineering if new providers want to go up there. We've had some expenses, but generally that's a great thing for that budget. And also the changeover from employees, which we had before, to contract operators who continue to do a very, very good job and has had a very positive effect on the utility budget. Our costs are down. They do more maintenance than ever. A lot of it is preventative maintenance. And so we have fewer failures. And when you have a failure, we used to have to go out for emergency services from outside contractors. And of course they clout you when that happens. And so we've managed to control costs very good. And so the revenue side of it is looks in pretty good shape. The biggest concern is the fire services contract that we have with Millstone, and that it has a big escalating clause. It goes from, I think, 35,000 to 70,000.
45 to 70.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah. But it goes up significantly. So we're looking and exploring finding ways to find some cuts in some budget line items that really don't impact much in the way of services, but so we can kind of balance that out and keep taxes stable. We need a new server, which looks like it's going to cost about $7,200. Other than that, there's not a lot of significant changes over the two, last year's budget and the current one that we have to make up. The committee recommended a 5% across the board cost of living increase for borough employees as of July 1st. So if the council approves it, that would be essentially a half a year of a 5% increase, which I think our employees deserve it. They do a really good job. And I think that the committee was unanimous on that. Council needs to make a decision regarding the summer camp, so we can come up with a number.
One of the things I was going to discuss later on, there can't be a summer camp.
Okay. And we also needed or discussed the need for a part-time public works employee. There's money in that line. We've underspent, actually, from what was budgeted in that line last year. So we could actually hire a part-time public works employee to be essentially a helper for Greg Defoe, and that might be something that we want to look at. So again, we're still in the very initial phases of discussing how we want this budget to look at and how we're going to balance it with some increase in costs. But generally, we're in very good shape. Revenue's up, and we're looking okay. The budget that we usually worry about and that we get, we lose sleep over is the water sewer budget, because we hate to have to raise rates. But right now, things look pretty good in that account. So we're happy with the way things are. End of report.
Can I ask a question? Was there any discussion about the rescue plan of money that we were, you know, that we received notice that we would, you know, could be entitled to?
Yeah, there was. And the state really hasn't come up with a lot of the regs regulating it. I know there's going to be reporting requirements, I think. They said that in the meeting that I attended with the state. That I think by May or on an ongoing basis, we're going to have to come up with some sort of rationale for why we need that money, what revenue was lost. I think it's basically to compensate for towns that have lost revenue or to keep expenses down. You can't use it to decrease your tax rate.
But, yeah, but if we were impacted in any way by...
Yeah, and so we'll be looking at that as the regulations come on board and the state gets its act together with it. But right now, we don't have a lot of information on that.
Does anyone know, is the factory still operating, Action Packaging? I haven't been able to find out. And someone mentioned that it was closed, and I haven't seen any, no pun intended, any action over there at all. That doesn't mean that they're not on a limited schedule and I just not there when they're open, but I wonder if
I haven't heard anything. I know they're still paying their taxes, so that's a good thing.
George would know if they weren't paying their taxes.
Yeah.
All right. Someone had mentioned that they had closed, so I don't know if they were inferring that, you know, closed during the lockdown or I just don't see any movement over there at all. All right, thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Yeah, well, I guess at this point we all know about our near disasters over there at Town Hall. Everything came out okay in the long run, so we didn't blow anything up. We didn't burn anything down. We're in good shape.
Is that what we were talking about, Fred? The first they hit a gas line a couple weeks ago, and then a week later they hit an electrical line. So the gas line was the really serious one.
You almost had a new town hall, huh?
Almost. Of course, we would have called Anna and a few other people here, but we could have had a new town hall.
Somebody's trying to burn down the hall. That's what it is.
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. We're still trying to work around our issues with adding some additional drainage pipe to the back. The contractor we have out there gave us a very high price to do the changes we wanted, so we're going to have to, you know, go in another direction there. We've also been discussing the handicap ramps and I think Lou had wanted us to move them around the front. Joe and I took a look at it this over the weekend and we found some deficiencies in the existing walks in the back, and we feel that that could be fixed under the current contract for $2,000 to $3,000. And we could probably make the paving in the front a little more handicap friendly, but not an official handicap parking area at no cost. So
I spoke with Carmela about that today, Steve. If we tried to do what we talked about, bringing the asphalt up to the grade of the sidewalk and flatten it out there and then a dip into Rochdale, she said that would not really work. People will be bottoming out the front of their cars coming in and out of there. So it would be the back seems to be the way, you know, they would replace the entire sidewalk in the back, make it ADA compliant. compliant, that would be no problem. Again, just the cost of the concrete. But she does not think that the front would be a good idea. Should pretty much leave it the way it is and bring the macadam over at the same level at the, as the concrete apron in front of the garage space there. So, yeah. Also, Cameron and Carmella are looking into a possible different company to do the drainage for the garage. And after the parking lot is complete, it would not affect any of the paving on the parking lot. They could do it around that. So we're waiting to hear from Carmella on that point. And that's, yeah. So the back is really...
on a, or agree on a change order to change the handicap spot back there and do the work required?
No, the handicap spot would still be in the back. The... At this point, if we leave the front as it is in the contract and just replace the entire sidewalk in the back, it'll be $2,500-$3,000. I don't know that it would need a change order. Okay.
Who would be doing the actual sidewalk?
Say again.
In other words, that was not in the original work order. So who, like, we don't need to do any kind of a change order because we're
doing. I don't think so. They have half the sidewalk in the back is already out. So they have to put that in. And that was part of the original contract. And so they would just make it plain all the way across. The way it is now, the pieces that exist there are not ADA compliant. They're close, but they're not ADA compliant. So to add another $2,500-$3,000 would make a whole new sidewalk back there, and it would be completely compliant.
So by adding that doesn't necessitate a change order?
I don't think so. That'll be finance, Carmella, George thing, a legal thing. I don't think it would. There's probably enough stuff that they're not going to do that it would keep it within the price of the contract. So I don't know. There might be a need of a change order, but personally, I don't think so.
Well, we should ask Carmella.
Okay, I'll check on her tomorrow with that. Let me get a note here. All right.
Or Anna can ask her. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, that's it for me.
Do you have anything else?
No, I maybe Greg can answer that question about the change order. I think because it's already an item that we have in the contract and it's just an increase in quantities, I don't know if that would really trigger a change order.
Right. Also about that. Okay. If you touch it, you have to conform it to code. And we have touched most of that sidewalk in the back there. So somehow it's got to conform to the current code. When it was put in, it was probably the original code. And I understand that that ADA code is... it's a movable object. So, you know, this would bring it up to the first good. Say again?
Councilman, it has to be wider, I would think, than it is presently. But
yeah, it needs a landing on the side back there also, so you're not just aimed at the door trying to open it and pull yourself in. So, yeah, it would be a few more concrete pads, including the ones that we dug out, that they dug out. So,
Carmella? I'm sorry.
Or I can't remember, or if it was put in afterward. But the this barrel hall is about 40 years old now, or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Media used to focus more on slopes. Now it focuses a lot on access. So, like the width of sidewalks, the width of places.
Exactly.
You can, plenty of ramps in, around everywhere that don't fit a wheelchair. I mean, the tech, you know, not that was ADA compliant to begin with, but that's like the old way. If the schedule of values comes out where you need to change order, Carmela will know that. It's Carmela has the contract, is administering it. So when she does the net out of whatever you guys took off, put back on, if she needs a change order, if a certain percentage, she'll let us know.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
She's in the loop.
Okay. Also, the pipes are in for the electric wires that got ripped out, and it is backfilled. And I believe he's coming in to pull the wires through. He put a pipe in today from where the sidewalk used to be there, all the way to the garage. The contractor had was nice enough to dig a trench, so the trench is there. The pipe for the wires is there. The trench is backfilled, and George, the electrician, will be back later this week to pull the wires through and connect them, and everything will be done for the electric there. So that's moving right along. Mm-hmm. And that's it for me again. Yeah.
That was kind of a combination of utilities and public work.
Yeah, kind of. Thanks, Steve, for hanging out there with me.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Member Roman, Environmental Health and Safety.
I could hear that.
I have.
Okay.
My connection is obviously not the best here right now, but I have nothing to report at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Ever again.
Okay.
All right. Unfinished business. Summer recreation program. Unfortunately, I have to report to you that Roosevelt will be unable to hold a camp this year, summer camp. That is because we will have no access to the school whatsoever. The school is closed from the last day of school until opening day of school. We're going to completely sterilize, make antiseptics, you know, the entire school. A big overhaul of cleaning and some renovation. I don't know if I should use the word renovation, but cleaning and changes. And so we can't have a program with no access to bathrooms or if it rains. Now, Eric Schubiger, our recreation director, is trying to work on possibly a short program for older kids for a week or two later on in the summer, where they may be able, you know, they may have better control when it comes to, you know, not using the bathroom for a few hours.
No, they can run into the woods faster.
Well, if you ask my son, almost everybody on this Zoom call has daughters who lives in Roosevelt, but my son will tell you the single greatest thing about growing up in Roosevelt is that you never have to use the bathroom. There's too many woods. So anyway, yeah, so possibly we'll try to come up with something for maybe a week or two for the older kids from 9 to 12. But at this point, it's in the research phase. But we will not. And Mary Robinson Cohen felt really bad about saying no to us, but not possible. So hopefully we may come up with a short program for older kids, but it's, you know, tenuous at this point. And as far as the 4th of July picnic, I also think that we are probably going to make that a Labor Day picnic, because it's the same thing. No one at the 4th of July picnic will be able to use the facilities and, you know, use as fuel. And we'll have the same, and we do get, well, of course we get a lot of children at the picnic, but we really also get a good number of senior citizens, and it's not feasible if you can't use the bathroom or come in out of it.
Listen, don't blame it on the senior citizens. I mean, come on. Be careful.
Everyone needs access to a bathroom. So
be careful. I can sit like this.
Okay, well, particularly when you're in a situation where you're eating and drinking out in the hot sun, it's good to be able to use the bathroom if you need to. So we're thinking about Labor Day, where at that point we may be allowed in the school, or hopefully most people will be vaccinated by then. We could possibly rent some porta potties. So for right now, no summer program, no summer camp program, and we may be having the first annual Labor Day picnic in Roosevelt.
Would be appropriate.
That's okay.
Yep.
American Holiday.
Veterans Day picnic, if nothing else.
Has anyone spoken to the school about the bathroom? Because there could be ways that, I know that Mary said no, but there may be ways that you could work with that. If there was a summer camp employee whose job was to take the kids over to go to the bathroom and then to clean up.
Mary said unequivocally no. No access to the school at all.
She did. Okay. And we don't have any other facilities that we could really, where we could do it, where they would have access to. No pools anymore in town. It's a shame.
The pools. And no, you know, what do you do for rain? You have to start a whole chain of calling parents. No camp today.
What are other towns doing for summer camp programs?
Towns have facilities, either their community centers or whatever, where the kids can be inside on rainy days and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
All of them are at minimum modified where I've been.
They are.
Who's having a regular summer camp that I've heard of to date?
It's just a shame because I know parents are at their wits' end who've had kids around all this whole time, and they could use a break, even if it's for a few hours, even if it's to take the kids on a hike.
Ask Mr. Cannon, he has a couple.
I went to another state. That's where I'm at. You can do anything here.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mary was very adamant. No access to the school whatsoever. Okay, new business. Bulk pickup.
Okay, I just want to jump back for a second. Mm-hmm. Do we need to approve $2,500 to $3,000 to finish that sidewalk in the back if there needs to be a change order?
That's a change order. That's why I asked about it.
Yeah, I think we have to wait for Carmella on that. If it's a change order, we would have to approve it, definitely.
Okay, well, they'll be pouring the concrete this week, and they'll be done this week. So can we do up to a certain amount change order? If it's less than $2,000-$3,000, could we approve that tonight? And if it's good with Carmella, could they pour the concrete? They're going to be done out there this week, probably.
We don't have specs on it yet, though.
I'll contact Carmel immediately, and we should have an answer. Yeah.
I mean, because it's a handicap kind of access way, I think we definitely should have specs on the width and the height and all of that before we approve it.
They have on the spec sheet where they have the itemization, there is a certain amount. I think it's $9 a yard or something like that for the sidewalk, $90 a yard, but it would just be adding on to what is already on the contract. So, and if we don't approve it now, then they're going to be done with what is left of the sidewalk out there, and they'll basically walk away. So,
yeah,
you know,
we don't know what we're approving. Greg, you want to?
Yeah, I mean, we approve the change orders after the work's done all the time. So, I mean, if you guys tell Carmella you would like that work done, she'll work up the schedule of value. She creates the change order. But we approve them after the fact all the time, the change orders. There's a discussion amongst people in charge of the project, Carmella, and then she brings back the change order. I think there was one where you guys didn't loop the pipe you looped the pipe instead of leaving it as a dead end. That was the last one I remember.
Yeah.
Usually do that after the fact anyway. It's not necessarily necessary to do it in advance. Especially how big is the job total?
She's talking $2,500 to $3,000. I talked with her and Cameron together today, and that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, we can approve that when it comes back if you guys all give her the go ahead and little straw poll next week to make sure it happens. And then when it comes back, we'll approve it then. But functionally, we approve the payment to the contractor. So.
And you can go up 20%, right, on the contract?
Up to 10% on the total contract, I believe, before it becomes, I think you have to get DCA's approval, or you have to issue a new contract and it out again. But this doesn't seem to be in that category. It seems like a minor change. It seems like you pulled stuff off the project, so the schedule of value is probably about even, according to what Councilman Trammell was saying. So I don't think it would be a problem if you told Carmella that you wanted this done for her to give us the change order to approve the payment to the contractor next time around. I haven't heard any objection to getting that done. Right.
So can we have verbal approval tonight for that to be done if it's not over $3,000? Because it's
everyone's okay with that, then we'll have Anna call Carmela. She'll get the sidewalk done, and then she'll send us the bill, and we'll pay it in the ordinary course. What is necessary because the schedule of values will do that. If not, it'll just be on the bill list as the last payment under the contract.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, it's really about telling your professional what the scope of the project you want. You know, it's really about you guys communicating with Carmela and making sure everyone's on the same page here. Well, it seems like everyone's on the same page, and you know, she'll either execute it and bring back paperwork for us.
What we want is, I presume we want it to conform. All we want is that the parking space conforms to the, you know, handicap regulations. That's all.
That's the parking space.
That'll stay there. This is the sidewalk in the rear of Borough Hall. There will be
your handicap entrance will be in the back, right?
Yeah.
Rather
than playing with all the ramps and the different elevations in the front, you just bring them around the back.
There's a lot of public libraries
that do it that way, to be honest, because they're all in old buildings that have steps in the front. So like every handicap entrance to every northern library in this state is in the back, pretty much.
We're just going to upgrade it.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's no brainer. I don't have a vote, so don't listen to me.
Okay, that's done.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, the plans probably have the standard details for all the handicap sidewalks and that all included in the back. They almost always do.
Yep. Okay. All right. Done.
New business. We have bulk pickup next Monday, two weeks from today, April 19th, which is earlier. I mean, I hope everyone pays attention because it's much earlier than we generally have it.
Mm-hmm.
And also RAP is requesting use of the amphitheater for an event on Saturday, April 24th at 3 p.m. and their annual membership meeting on Saturday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. So
No, the membership meeting, I think, is at 10 a.m.
Not on my paper.
I know. I think that you might have got an email from Tim prior to the meeting. He mentioned that it was changed, the time.
Okay, whatever.
I didn't get an email. I just got the one that says they're both at 3 p.m. Right. So
I don't think there'll be a lineup for the amphitheater that day. So whenever they have their
meeting
is probably fine.
Yeah, I'll double check that. But do I have approval from the council?
All in favor of?
Well, I first need a second.
Motion to use for REP to use the amphitheater on April 24th and May 22nd.
Yes, I'll move that.
That's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other new business they wanted to bring up? Okay, I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:43 p.m.
Okay.
Mike?
Okay, thank you. Mike Hamilton's comment about the fire district fee going up, it made me think we may be reaching a point at which the amount that we're paying to the Millstone Fire District is comparable to what we would be paying in taxes if we were members of the Millstone Fire District. If Roosevelt and Millstone were equally, were proportionately obviously, but both partners in it. And maybe the time has come to look into that alternative, because that would give us the ability to have people from Roosevelt be on the board of the fire district. It would be basically a joint intermunicipal fire district. The statute now allows for intermunicipal fire districts. And what you need is the consent of both councils to do it, and that would be adequate to do it. So if you might want to look into it and see if it's something you want to propose to the Millstone Township Committee and see if they would be interested in doing that. And if so, maybe it would be in the interest of both communities to do that.
Interestingly enough, that came, Mike, tell me if I'm wrong, didn't we discuss something similar to that? That they were going to charge us, but they charge the rate at the,
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that at the at our meeting a couple of days ago.
Dark on today.
Yeah, in 26 days, you guys pay the same tax rate as those in Millstone.
Okay.
But with, we wouldn't have representation, a different question.
We wouldn't have representation unless we... Right, exactly.
We pay them as a shared services agreement right now, not as a member or a part of their fire district. So I'll point out this to you, Mr. Ticton, because it's, it, your point is well taken from the Roosevelt perspective. It would obviously be better if we were functionally paying a tax rate to have representation on the board. That being said, I know that for a fact that the Millstone Fire District very much likes our miscellaneous revenue as a shared service versus regular tax revenue, because it gives them a lot more flexibility in their budget. So whether they'd be amenable to that is a huge question, but your point is obviously well taken. Yeah. I expect that to be part of the subject of my discussions with them next May when it's, or before next May when it's up. But your point's well taken. I think that that would be best for Roosevelt. You're 100% correct.
I think it's also, if you look at the statute, that it's actually the Millstone Committee that makes that, not the fire district, but the Millstone Township Committee that would make the decision to create a joint, a to expand the fire district to include both municipalities. Yeah. So, you know,
we want to talk to them as well, not just to talk to the fire district.
We have all our first responder services with them, first aid and fire. So,
right.
It would behoove us to have representation on that board. Whether we'll be able to achieve that next year is a different question. That's my point.
Yeah.
Do you think that the town of Roosevelt should be involved in that decision, or is it just the council?
I think.
Oh, you mean what, in terms of like a referendum to join the fire district?
Yeah.
Interesting question. That might be a legal requirement in any event under the law. I don't know the law.
I think they changed it so that now it's, as I recall, they changed the statute. So it's only the two governing bodies now, you know, because the state is trying to encourage consolidation. That's a form of consolidation. It's at least a bit.
It is.
And it also remember that this would take the whole fire item out of the municipal budget. So it would no longer be a concern of the municipal budget at all.
It would not be the, it would be a line item in our budget.
In our municipal budget. It would simply be a separate tax imposed by the fire district directly on all taxpayers.
That's my fault. Right.
Just like the county taxes on
the school tax.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's done on the basis, it's done on the basis of the assessment.
Right, exactly. It'd be done on the basis of equalized assessments.
But would our hands be tied if we wanted to negotiate with another fire department to cover us instead of being part of that arrangement with Millstone? Would we be able to opt out of that if we were a member of the fire district? No,
not without a referendum and secession from the taxing district.
Okay.
So that's the downside of it, that you wouldn't get the shop for your fire services anymore. So it's a double-edged sword. I think we have to see what the market is early next year, if there's other options. And if it turns out there's not really other options, then I think in the long term, you guys want to pursue representation on that board. In the short term,
we have a year and a month to think about what we want to do if we want to look at other fire departments in first aid. Our contract is up May next year, I believe.
May 22.
It would be 9 months we'd start it, because you're not going to start it with over the year because the governing body here or there might change. So you're going to start it right in January. Like, and you're going to have basically like 120 days to figure it out. Okay. Plenty of time, but I think that's the timeline, at least I have in my head, in terms of when that contract expires on my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else, Mike?
No, nothing else. Thank you.
Anyone else in the public? All right, close public session at public comment at 7:49 p.m. Okay, so I'd like to make an announcement that tonight is the last night that Chad Roman will be part of our council. I don't understand why at all, but he chose to move. Tomorrow is the last day that he owns his house in Roosevelt. And to the beach, intends to move to the beach.
He's going to be living in his car for a while.
But I just want to say that it was a real pleasure to have him on the council for the last 2 years. I think he's done an excellent job. He's brought a lot of knowledge and experience and common sense to this council. He's been a good voice of reason and a nice person. So I'm really sorry to see him go. And Chad, we really appreciate you spending the last 2 years on the council with us.
Well, thank you, Peggy. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure, you know, being part of the council and, you know, from the initial nomination and being, you know, obviously, you know, voted in and everything else, but it's been good. I've enjoyed my time in Roosevelt. But yeah, I'm now in the process of obviously moving, like you said, and tomorrow will be my last day of ownership of that home, but it's been a good time. It has.
Normally we would have made you a party, but not this year.
Good luck. We'll see you down the shore. Yeah.
Give them a virtual party.
There you go.
Everybody can make a toast. Well, thank you, Chad. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And Chad, you have to actually send in your resignation tomorrow. I don't think email counts, right? I'm pretty sure it has to be an actual letter that comes in the mail. At least that's how it always works.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Hand signed.
Yeah, hand signed. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
What if someone resigned and then changed their mind, but they had only sent in an email, so it was okay.
Yeah, we can't take email hacked email resignations. It would throw a lot of political tricks into the water.
And so we have as committee people, Mike Hamilton and I have 15 days to present the council with three names, and they will choose Chad's successor. Okay, I think we are ready to adjourn. We have a motion. Second.
Hey, no close. Did you ask the council?
Oh, I don't think. Do we need a closed session break?
Not this evening. Well, probably next time, though, just to give Kathleen a heads up.
Oh. Okay. Who made the motion first?
Lou.
Lou? Okay.
I'll second Lou.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:52 p.m.
Okay. Thanks, Chad.
Everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, everyone.
It's been a pleasure, man. Good luck to
Likewise.
You.
Likewise. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Chad, the very best to you.
Thanks, Lou. I appreciate it.
Sure, man.
Thank you. All right, take care. Enjoy Thank Florida, you. Greg.
Thank you. See you soon. Good night, guys.
Good night.